Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
A guy who wants to know, couldn't Aaron Rodgers also buy some Packer stock, too? Go to the shareholders meeting, get the hot dogs, sit in the bleachers. Steve Zabin!
Hey. Hello, boys! Damn. How does it feel to be 2-2 in the NBA playoffs?
Feels great.
Doesn't it feel? It's a fun game.
Our basketball team looks like a team that is ready to win some games.
It's coming back from the brink, like, you know.
You're playing an opponent that is deeply wounded that has two of their best players out for the year.
Not my fault. Not my.
Your monkey, not your circus.
Here,
I get it.
Here, I'm going to use this line. That sounds like a them problem, not a me problem. Right.
Right.
Too bad. Because
right,
how many times have we had teams go into whatever?
I know.
All banged up, and all teams hurt. Like,
oh,
all
we won't try that hard. No. Screw you.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
I know. It's fun. It's good. You got Aaron Rodgers in the house, your new part owner, with his girlfriend who had the 1,000-mile stare going on at one point. Did you see that, Brian?
She is more into
old Danica Patrick. She had this, like, glazed look.
Sport thing.
Well, yeah, it's not a view she's used to. She's used to looking past, like, 33 cars to see what's going on. And she had a front row seat, so maybe... Oh, is that too... No? Too cheap? Was that cheap?
Oh, boy. Yeah, she's usually looking at a lot of cars ahead of her.
Right. So I said, like, 33 cars in front of her.
Right.
She's got a clear view. She's sitting ringside. But I also said this. That shot of her sitting there with Aaron was for 10 seconds. They didn't go back. Maybe she had a great time. She was smiling
times. So you saw the zoned-out stare that made, like, all the rounds.
It's almost over. Yeah. No, we're in the second quarter, hon. And I own part of the team now. We're staying.
How do you feel about your quarterback with a high-profile girlfriend he's out and about with?
Well, he tried the low-profile ones, and
How do you feel about Danica's cut-out sleeveless blouse top, whatever that thing was?
It's okay.
Yeah.
She's free to wear whatever she wants.
I didn't say she wasn't free, Bob. I said, what do you think of that shirt?
I'm not really that up on ladies' apparel, what's in, what's
out. So wait, you have no preference.
I didn't even really
as
here,
to
I have
what,
to find a
what
picture.
What looks good, what doesn't look good.
Here, Brian, can you go back and okay, there she is.
What?
That's her shirt. You know, I'm trying to get a look at it. I didn't even pay attention to
it. Okay, hold on. Help me out here. Okay, so you guys you don't care, like, what we need is a lady's help here. Do you have women that listen to the show? Correct?
Oh, it's just going to get catty then if we let the girls start having at her.
No. Let's get a few text messages.
Who's the guy sitting next to Aaron in the white shirt?
The owner of the Bucks, owner?
Yeah, Wes Edens.
That's the guy who owns them.
Right, that's a billion. You're looking at a billionaire there with ripped jeans and an otherwise nondescript shirt. That's how a lot of billionaires roll. They like
that's a very popular style shirt for women now. The girls are all wearing those. Those are everywhere, that shirt.
Okay, what
is it? Probably got that at Kohl's.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called.
What's the function of the cutouts?
Show some skin.
To give you a little bit of action, a little bit of arm action, a little bit of upper. Ooh,
it's titillating.
Ooh, look at the upper arm.
It's a little titillating.
Why not a tank top?
Because it's not summer.
Maybe your shoulders and traps aren't in shape enough for a tank top.
It's a little too cold around here for that.
Okay. All right.
It's true. But it was nice this weekend. It was a beautiful weekend here.
She is in by the way, super strong Instagram game.
Somebody says they cut those vents in her sleeves to make her look faster.
To look faster. Those are speed slots there.
I get downdraft with that, man.
I don't know. She needs to look faster. She's no longer racing.
She's got Indy coming up. She has one race left.
One race, yeah.
There's a race left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Danica Patrick, don't get me wrong. And I'm glad that
it's called the cold shoulder cut.
The cold shoulder
cut.
Are your shoulders too warm? Do they need ventilation? Get the cold shoulder cut blouse.
Just like the brake vent.
Don't want to go as far as sun's out, guns out. You just need the shoulders cooled off.
Okay, ladies, again, on the text window, help me out on this. This is a new fashion trend. Like, this is not a timeless female fashion.
Oh, like it's made its way back, like a Katharine Hepburn look 50 years ago or something like that? Or,
I don't know.
Or Audrey Hepburn, not Catherine Hepburn.
I know very little about what women's fashion is, but I do observe at least somewhat with somewhat attention what ladies are wearing. This has not been around for 50 years, I don't think.
I don't remember seeing it before, but again, I'm not a ladies' fashion
historian.
Are the
Kardashians wearing any of these?
Ooh, there's your go-to Possibly. Right there. If we can find the Kardashian in it, are you okay with it?
I didn't say I wasn't okay. I was just trying to like get a read on. So where's that come from?
I'd like to see our owners in something better than a hoodie sitting courtside.
By the way, Bucks 104, Celtics 102. Series tied at 2 apiece there, box score, Brian. Giannis Antetokounmpo with the tip-in. The hand of God just at the right time. Boop, put it right in for the game winner.
They made it exciting. They had a 20-point third quarter lead, and it got, down to it at the end.
I'm glad, Brian, that I could get a score in there for you, because I know you're like, are you going to stop talking about her blouse and maybe about
it's
the game itself?
It's a sports program, not right. Ladies' fashion.
Not a sports fan, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So
fashion.
There you go. Bucks 104, Celtics 102, and you are heading back to Boston tied at 2 apiece.
I like the one day to travel. This is so old school, and then game tomorrow night again.
Really, oh, yeah.
I like that.
I hate how they don't go eeny, meeny, miny, mo every other day we go, because then you get into a rhythm with your sports.
You're viewing.
Right, but they like to stretch it out for television's sake. So there it is. That must have been a hell of an atmosphere.
I'm being told that this shirt was big in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, it was absolutely a 90s trend, and it's back now.
Interesting.
So, you know what? I don't remember it from the 90s.
You know what shirt I absolutely am gaga for is...
Half shirt.
Well, the
sleeveless half shirt.
No, like the sweater tank with a mock neck. Especially in black. Sweater tank with a mock neck. So it's a tight sort of sweater. It's a tank, so your shoulders and arms are fully exposed.
Sure.
And it's got a little bit of a mock turtleneck, like half of a turtleneck.
Oh, like who's the guy? I'm too sexy. Isn't that what he wore, kind of?
No, this is for women, Bob.
Oh, for girls.
This is a girl's
fashion. Oh, okay.
Someone help me out with that, whatever that was called. But, yeah. Dana could pull it off, because, like I said, her Instagram game is strong. I don't know. Do you you guys are too old like me to be on Instagram, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I don't Instagram. Is that the one where you put your like a puppy nose on your face and stuff like that? Is that one?
I don't know.
Or I put doggy ears on people or stuff like that and just look, people look adorable.
I think your outfit is called a mock neck sweater tank.
Bam.
Yeah. Boom. You got any photos of that?
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what, Brian. Get a woman who's in shape wearing one of those.
I don't know about you, but my peenie just went, oh.
Yep, that's it, baby.
Mock away we neck go. Sweater tank.
Yeah. So since I know you're going to want to keep up, because this is now important to your team, your star quarterback, his girlfriend, this is a big part of her life, of his life, her being in it, so you want to keep up with what's going on. I just sent you the link there to Danica Patrick's Instagram feed. And it is strong.
Also being told that the cold shoulder was big in the 80s. 80s,
no,
90s, and
it
today.
Wasn't.
Yes, that's what the girls are
two
saying.
Two decades now.
Yeah, so.
So it looks like it has an appearance in two of the last three decades, right?
Even though we swore we'd never seen it before.
Peep that Instagram account there.
Yeah, we're looking.
Yeah, what do you think?
Danica?
Fun, right?
She's there with her dog.
She looks fun enough.
Doing some pull-ups.
Sweet, fun. Yeah.
Working out.
Go Daddy
Fit
Fire
is all
suit.
Get out. Look at them guns on her, man.
Yeah, no, she's in great shape.
Yeah. And for Aaron Rodgers, who is forsworn cheese, which really is an insult to your whole state, by the way, but he's forsworn cheese.
That was with
cheese.
Olivia. That was Olivia. He made
I think
it back
he still
the,
is.
Is he?
I think Rodgers is pretty much on the same track as Brady, just minus the wackadoo guru who's selling, you know, balance balls for $90 a piece on a website.
Who says he won't have a wackadoo guru? They were just to see the Dalai Lama.
He hasn't been in the league as long as Brady. Give him a few more years. He could wackadoo it up.
Okay.
Yeah. He's dating famous women like Tommy. Tommy!
Tommy!
Yeah, Tommy!
Looks like Danica's got a picture of her. She's fitting her indie tub here. Look at this.
Oh, is that what she's doing there?
Looks like,
okay.
Yeah.
So she's got one race left. I'm sure we'll see Aaron sitting in the up, behind the pits, with the headset on.
Brian, you've really scrolled deep on her feed there.
Yeah, rolling down. I'm looking for the naked
There's
one.
There's her abs.
I'm looking for the naked one.
Well, I mean, you
they don't have those on
there's
Instagram.
There's the ass one.
You could
come on.
You could Google Lionel Richie. And 4 or 5 lines down, there's a naked woman. It's in every image pile.
Oh, really? Okay. So, that said, 2-2, back to Boston. You're having fun. Rock, how good was the arena these last two nights? Must have been a ton of fun. Watching it on TV, I could just sort of feel the energy and the passion coming through. I was very excited for you guys because everyone deserves to have this kind of bouncy ball fun in the spring.
It was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, so electric in there. Yeah.
First thing I said to Rock when he walked in this morning was, "How was that the loudest game you were ever at for the Bucks?"
No,
the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's loud and it's rocking and it's great, but that 2001 run was
special. Right.
Unbelievably
this is only the
loud.
First round.
Right.
You guys were in the third round and game all the way to game 7 of the third round before being denied by the commissioner.
The further you go, the more
we're not going to let the Bucks get into the finals. Just not going to happen. Sorry. I'm hoping for a Pelicans Raptors finals. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
No,
huh, boys?
Bucks Pelicans.
Well, let's not get crazy, but yeah. Of course, the Raptors are now tied with my Wizards. So there was that over the weekend as well. Got a lot of series 2-2, and of course LeBron and the Cavaliers.
They
rallied.
Pulled one out yesterday.
Yeah. For those that would like to follow along every day, I am posting the Daily Zabe on Zabe.com. Oops, sorry, that was loud. Brian, you have a copy of it as well. Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. I've assembled a series of links there, so you can just click on them. You don't even have to sign up for Twitter. I include Twitter photographs and Twitter videos that you can just click on. So it's all there right for you. You can follow along at home or on your phone. Just go to Zabe.com or sign up for the mailing list. So the photo I led with today is a photo of James Harden, who looks like he posed for the photo as if it were a Renaissance painting in their game 3. Look at that photo. You like that, Bob?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the photo you're thinking of, or not the photo, the painting.
Well, somebody, if you click on that first link in the Daily Zabe, somebody did apply a filter, an art filter, to the actual photo, and it made it look like it's a Renaissance painting.
Oh, they okay.
It's Harden as he falls into the first row of fans, and he has both a couple of dude bros, probably drunk for the Timberwolves because they won their first playoff game in forever, pointing at him, just fingers an inch away from his face, yelling, "You suck, Harden! You suck!" A couple other fat cats who are kind of like bracing themselves. A woman next to him who was like, "Oh,
the
my
yellow,
God,
yeah,
lady,
in the yellow.
Good player."
Yeah.
That's very Renaissance.
And what's great? It is, isn't it?
No, yeah.
What is the famous photo? It's
I'm trying to think of what it is or find it.
Hey, while you're trying to think of it,
it's like the finger of God to David.
Well, not that.
No,
I think there's something else at play here.
Backing up to Danica for a second, boy, the people just love to hate, don't they, Steve?
Are we getting catty texts?
Well, this one, and I have to read the record because it's so horrible. It's so inappropriate. And I'd really, if you stop this in the next 10 years, that would be great. One thing it says here, one thing that isn't on Danica's Instagram page is a picture of her in Victory Lane.
Oh!
That was a cheap shot.
Man. Can we just, come on. She's just trying to watch a basketball game with her dude. That's all. Come on. It's just, people are so little and so petty.